The DA welcomes the declaration of the national drought disaster. This is following a sustained pressure by the Democratic Alliance to the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. She has now finally gazetted and declared a national drought disaster. While the DA is pleased by this long overdue declaration, it is not, however, where government work stops. We call on government to ensure that the provision of a temporary job funds is put in place to assist with paying of wages at some of the worst hit farms. We also want to ensure that there's an establishment of an interdepartmental task team to ensure that National Treasury, Department of Water and Sanitation, local government and agriculture, land reform and rural development sits together to develop a strategy for the completion of big budget water infrastructure projects. Government's chronic inability to manage these big budget capital projects has largely exacerbated the drought crisis. Throughout the Northern Cape, the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape and Limpopo, people have suffered in silence as drought ravished these communities. In a presentation to Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development in October last year, it was revealed that 1.3 billion rand is needed to contain the effects of the ongoing drought crisis and its impact on the agricultural sector. We, as the Democratic Alliance, where we are in opposition in Parliament and in provincial legislatures across provinces, have been working relentlessly to seek answers and to make progress with regards to the drought. We will keep on monitoring the process that the government will put in place to ensure that we get value for money regarding this drought projects.